This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And yesterday, I had to tape the show. And then, of course, over the, early morning on Monday, the Vegas stuff broke. Actually, it broke late that evening. And when everybody got up on Monday, you know, things had broken. And, of course, I'm now in the west side of the country. So things get to me late anyway. And by the time we could have done anything to try to, you know, do something live for the show, the, you know, everything was already going and you were pretty much aware of it. So I'm going to cover a little bit of that today. I'll also cover a bit more of the NFL because there were some interesting stories that broke there as well. But needless to say, there's a lot of focus on this Vegas tragedy. And it's the second thing that's happened in Vegas in the past couple of weeks. There was a shooting during the Floyd Mayweather fight, and that's kind of normal. You know, you look at, you got all these people coming together for a fight, an MMA guy versus a boxer, and somebody decided, okay, I'm going to bring a gun. They shoot inside of a casino, boo, 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 whatever happens. And then the big story out of that was the NFL player, Bennett, Michael Bennett, I believe was his name, saying he got accosted and the cops targeted him and all this. And that turned out to be a lie. And it was a big story for us because we broke that particular lie. And what really happened was they showed video of Bennett sneaking behind, hiding behind slot machines, and I don't blame him. And then he eventually runs out of the casino. We talked a little bit about this. He runs out of the casino. Cops see him. They throw him down because he looks suspicious. The shooting had occurred. You know, they don't know what to look for. He was acting suspicious, and the cops did what they did, and et cetera. Should have been no story because it is what it is. And let's face it, a fighting event, it's one thing for that to occur and people to, you know, to take some notice on that. And quite frankly, when I say that, I mean a shooting to occur at such an event. It's just like going to a rap concert and finding out that somebody got shot, you know, or going to some, you know, event, you know, at a nightclub and people, oh, they got shot at a black nightclub. Really? I mean, I've been hearing that since I was able to go to nightclubs. People would ask me all the time, Kevin, why don't you go clubbing more? I go, why? Why would I go clubbing? Let me tell you why. Why I would say this. I say, so I go to a club, and I'm just having a good time. There's a beef between, you know, two guys and some over some girl, or two girls over some guy. Stuff happens, boom, people get shot. I read about it once a quarter, practically my entire life. Because I want to go to that, or worse yet, there's a gang beef. Two dudes that are gangbangers see each other at a club, which, by the way, is unfortunate, but happens a lot in black clubs. And I'm going to go to that. Or, you know, you go somewhere, you're making eye contact, and some dude goes, why you mean mugging me? I'm not mean mugging you. And you end up fighting or getting shot over something like that. Why would I put myself in circumstances like that? I tell you what, why don't I just move back to the hood, too? I'll just move to North St. Louis. I'll wear some gang colors. And I don't know, I'll figure something out. I'll figure out another way for me to get killed. I'll tell people I always keep lots of money on me. How about that? And I have no bodyguards. Anyway, the point is, there was a shooting in Vegas. No harm, no foul. We know exactly what's going to happen. But then, there's this new shooting that occurred. And as I said, the moment it happened, I said to myself, all right, you know for a fact that people immediately wondered, is this a Muslim shooting? Is it a radical Muslim terrorist act? Now, what's interesting about it is, as we're looking at the story, my first report on it was, hey, congratulations, lefties. It's a 64-year-old white dude named Stephen Paddock. You can feel some sense of relief because you know these suckers breathe a sigh of relief. Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy his name is not Ahmad, Ahmed, Muhammad, Ali, whatever. They were ecstatic. And so, 64-year-old white dude from Mesquite, Nevada, checks into a hotel, the Mandalay Bay, 30-something floor and starts raining down gunfire on people. I saw the video, heard it. Yeah, I mean, you could see the video, but you couldn't really see what was going on. But you could hear. And, I mean, it's going on and on and on for seconds. And people are like, what's that? And the guy's, I think it's gunfire. And I tried to imagine myself in a circumstance where you're going, you know what, I'm at a concert, woo-hoo, let's go get, who's going to buy the beer? I got this round. And you're just there to enjoy yourself. You're in Vegas, for goodness sake. And next thing you know, place is being shot up. When the realization hits these people, one guy goes, that sounds like gunfire. And then a lady goes, get down, get down. So then they get down. Then two more long bursts. I'm talking about last 4 or 5 seconds. Now, I want you, I don't know if you know much about weapons, but an automatic weapon can lay down what they call suppressing fire. Enough where you can't get up and go, okay, I'm going to poke my head up and shoot a couple times. Doesn't give you time. So this thing is raining out bullets. And the only reason why this dude's stopping is to reload his magazine. Now, I know people, Kevin, you're giving the gun nuts permission. No, I'm going somewhere with this. Believe me. First of all, that weapon is illegal. Okay, so let's just get that out of the way. Yes, I'm not even going into gun control. It's ridiculous.
You hadn't had a gun.
Okay, what if he'd had an 18-wheeler? Could he have killed as many people? I don't know how many people. It was the guy, the body count in Nice, I believe it was Nice, where the Muslim guy drove the truck, ended up being something like 87 people, and he wounded many, many others, dozens if not hundreds. So we're talking about the same thing. I'm not going to get into these discussions. Guns are legal. They should always be legal. That's that. But this guy has an illegal weapon. And he's gone up to the Mandalay Bay, the 30-something floor, and he's going to shoot people. And he does. The original count, when they first put the story out, was 200 wounded. Then it went to 400 wounded. The original count's 50 dead. I'm telling you, it's going to be more than 50 dead, and it'll be more than 400 wounded when it's all said and done. This guy was just raining down fire. So what did we know initially? We knew he wasn't, well, he supposedly was a Muslim named Stephen Paddock. White dude, lived in multiple places, California and Nevada mostly, Nevada. And then something happened. And then there was another person involved. Her name was Mary Lou Danley, who's his, I don't know, paramour of some sort. So she's involved, and they don't know whether, how much is she involved. So that was the initial story. When we come back, we'll talk about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Just getting around to talking about this Vegas shooting on the heels of a ton of other things that are going on in the news. Puerto Rico. Big issues with Puerto Rico. We've got the football stuff that's still looming out there and Donald Trump dealing with those guys. And, of course, we've got the major issues. Donald Trump's introduced his tax plan and so on and so forth. I said of this shooting, there was a big collective sigh of relief that the shooter wasn't Muslim, but the word is not completely out on that yet. So we'll leave that there. Then the question is, well, is he a Democrat? And I'll get to that in just a bit. ISIS, of course, is trying to see if they can take credit for the man now that he's Anglo. Late-night so-called comedians are trying to link the man to Donald Trump. You know that, right? And, of course, Hillary Clinton is trying to link the man to the Russians, particularly Putin, and then linking him to Trump. And the guy who's probably most happy that Stephen Paddock shot up Vegas and created a massacre there, the biggest mass shooting in American history, I'm told. is Roger Goodell, because he's out of the football team is now off the thing for a while. You know, the NFL and the kneeling and all these other things. And we'll get to that, too, because there's some things that need to be discussed there. So one leftist tweeted, she prayed that only Trump-tards were killed. That's a story that I want to talk a little bit more about. So is this guy Muslim? I don't know. There were rumors that he converted to Islam and did this. I wanted to try to put you in the head of a person who says, hey, I'm going to go shoot up a group of people in Las Vegas for no reason. Which, by the way, rappers had to be perplexed, because we're so used, you know, the rappers are so used to the carnage happening outside of their concerts. And here they get the word, somebody's like, dude, in Vegas, dude just shot and killed 50 people, got 400 people wounded. And they're like, who was playing there, Jay-Z? They're like, no, man, it was a country act. And a white dude, and these dudes started smoking their blunts and sipping that Courvoisier going, hey, here's to the white man. Here's the Stephen Paddock. Maybe, just maybe, Mark Lamont Hill and some of those other race pimps will actually bring up Stephen Paddock and the carnage that he created in Las Vegas at a country and western concert for no reason whatsoever, unprovoked. The other thing that was talked about was this woman that was with Stephen Paddock. And what's interesting about the story is some people say, well, she was out of the country. And then another girl said, no, that's not true. She said, this lady came up to us and she warned us that this, that you're all going to die. Now, I don't know if this is a case of, you know, like the wanting to be in the news so bad you just make it up. But she seemed legit. That's all I can say. But I look back on the crimes that were committed, not the crime, because Officer Wilson was vindicated. But when Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown Jr., and everybody said, he walked up to that man, shot him in cold blood. He shot him in cold blood. And it turned out to be the biggest lie. But this young girl, she's interviewed, because people were writing to me, Kevin, you shouldn't be saying that, you know, that this is what happened and all this, that, and the other. And I'm like, look, we were reporting breaking news, and somebody said that the woman, her name is Marilou Danley, was the one who was with Stephen Paddock, and that she had gone around to warn people that they were going to die. That was a tweet that came out. Then they shot video of a girl who said, yes, a woman 45 minutes before this happened said, you're going to die. Security escorted her out. Now, was it Marilou Danley? Was it a different woman? Who knows? I don't know. But, and people are like, well, you can't report them. I'm reporting what people are saying. Not to mention, I'm not a journalist. Everything I say today about this case, I want you to understand, I don't know Jack. But here's what I do know. The information I have, I can make the best assumptions and the best presumptions than anybody on the planet. So, they say this lady was warning people. I say to you, a lot of people do that. People don't want to just let something happen. They want to go, yeah, you've been warned. That's classical serial killer, you know, mass murderer type stuff. And when I say, I'm talking about, like, not like a kid like Jeffrey Dahmer, where he's going out warning gay people, you could be one. You could be my dinner. I'm talking about people that want to do something. They usually say, you know, don't be at the ball game on Thursday. So it's highly likely that this woman did do something like that. If a woman is hanging out with a dude who's planning such an event, it's highly likely that she's as deranged as he is. So we're just making a lot of assumptions. We're no different than seeing friggin' in, are we? They don't have any, you know, when's the last time you got a story from these people and you went, oh man, yeah, they gave us all the facts and all the facts were up there. It doesn't happen very often. So, why were people, oh my gosh, I don't know. Are you kidding? Dude, we were told that she warned everybody, you're all going to die. Marilou Danley. Is that, do I know that definitively? I know what I saw this girl say. And she was convincing to me. But again, there were many people convinced with the Michael Brown situation that the cop had done what they said. But I'm not but here's the thing about me. I'm not jumping to a conclusion one way or the other. I just told you in the post, this is what the woman said, and here's the interview, so you don't think it's conjecture. And people are like, Kevin, you have to worry about your reputation in case you report to her. Look, I'm not on Fox. If I was reporting this on Fox, it would be very different. I'm reporting the rumor and innuendo because I think that it's important that you have all of it, including rumor and innuendo. That's how you're going to make the best decision. Now, I know that may seem people. No, I only want the facts. Bull. Nobody only wants the facts. People want the facts, and they want you to give me some sort of reference. Maybe you're a psychologist. You go, that's very normal for people to do that. I believe it is anyway. I talked earlier. I said, consider the planning that went into this. Whether this woman knew about it or not. This guy, did he know that this concert was going on? Did he target this particular event? Why did he choose country? You know why? Because you know a country audience is mostly a white audience. That's why, you know, it lends into the narrative of potentially it's an Islamic deal. And people are like, well, Kevin, there you go. You can't jump to conclusions. Sure you can. You can jump to conclusions and say this fits the profile of a Islamic terrorist attack. You'd be crazy not to think that. And then he goes up, shoots from on high, which is smart. And ironically, one of the security guys said, we actually kind of loaded people into the kill zone, you know, by accident. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion-Dollar Business of Liberalism. It's not all about race. Liberals will pimp anything. They, as they say, let no crisis go to waste. And that's exactly what we have here, is we have a crisis. You know, this is the Barack Obama presided over so many mass shootings. Nothing of this this magnitude, because it's the biggest, supposedly, in our history. So I guess the first one was just got supplanted, was this one at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando where they targeted gays. And gays actually were afraid at this point because they were like, we see the Muslim issue that's going on in America. And so many of them, I mean, I don't know what percentage, but quite a few said, you know, we understand this Donald Trump thing. When you stop thinking about with just your naughty bits and say, you know, I'm a human being, you start looking at people trying to save your life. Saw a story the other day where in Germany, they have Muslim gangs that are going around hunting for gays to kill. And this lady was outraged over it. Well, now what do we got? We got people in America now going around hunting for country music lovers? I'm not trying to make light of this shooting. My heart goes out to these people. Serious business. But I'm just saying, if it turns out that this man, Stephen Paddock, is a convert to Islam and he shot these folks knowing that these are white people gathered together, he knew it'd be white folks. He didn't shoot up a Jay-Z concert or something like that, did he? Of course not. So, you know what they were targeting. White people. Is anybody going to speak up? Is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People going to take care of its white colored people? I doubt it. Because nobody cares. Look, this thing has all the trappings. 64-year-old white man shooting up something. Man, the left, when they were like, oh, Lord, it ain't a Muslim, they were salivating. Maybe this guy could be connected to Trump, the Tea Party, whatever. Tough to believe Tea Party people would go shoot up a country concert. So they don't know what to think. And I'm telling you, the guy's a Democrat. I believe that. I'll talk about it a little bit later. Right now I want to talk about this leftist teacher and her tweet about this massacre. Essentially, she said, pray that only Trump-tards die. Now, the good news here is that she does believe in God. Little g God. She's praying to something. See, this is what I love that this exposes about the left. There is never, you would never out of my mouth, and I believe out of yours, in any tragedy whatsoever, would I say, I pray that only conservatives survive. Or I pray that only leftists, people who supported Barack Obama, would be killed. Said no true conservative ever. Not a Christian conservative. And I think that nomenclature is the same. When you say conservative, for me, you're saying Christian conservative. I would never do that. Leftists do it all the time. See, because they pray to a little god. That could be the god of marijuana. It could be the god of meth. It could be the god of heroin. It could be the god of lust, envy, greed, you name it. But they have multiple gods. And this god apparently is discerning. They pray to a god that's willing to wipe out conservatives. Trump-tards, as she put it. Hey, I don't care if she calls people Trump-tards. I call them lib-turds all the time. But I would never pray that a lib-turd was killed under any circumstances. Not to my God with the big G. But this leftist teacher prayed for that on her now deleted Twitter account. And this is a tragedy that's claimed well over 50 lives. The body count well into the hundreds. Who knows where it ends up? Started out at 200, went to 400, went over 500. Who knows? I mean, the only thing we can know is if they give us a full count of accounting of the number of people there, say they say it's 2,000-3,000 people, we know it won't get any higher than that. But the body count keeps going up, and it will go up because there are people in surgery who are going to be in surgery for a while, and these are people whose lives have been changed forever. I always say it's one thing to get shot and you're killed and people remember you. It's another when you get shot and you've had a life, and that life is now over as you've seen it. Reminds me of my buddy Jay Redman, who's got an amazing charity, Combat Warriors. You should check it out. It used to be called Wounded Wear. And Jay is a Navy SEAL, good-looking guy, Chippendale good looks, makes it through BUDS, gets deployed. He's a lieutenant, leading his squad, his SEAL team, into harm's way. They get ambushed. Jay gets shot in the face, half his face ripped off, his left arm, you know. And Jay is no longer the dude who he when he went to the military, this is the guy you didn't want to mess with. Now, Jay's not that same guy. And the thing is mentally he is. Mentally you will not defeat him. But he's no longer that guy physically. And he understands that. And I want you to think of what it took for him to have to make this career change. This is the guy going through airports and people looking at him thinking he got hit by a car. Which made him start the wounded wear because he started wearing shirts that says, I'm a Navy SEAL. I got this way defending your life. Don't feel sorry for me. And then people started coming up shaking his hand. That's who that guy is. So there are people whose lives are going to be changed forever. But I mentioned that football player who was ducking and running out the casino when the shooting occurred during the Mayweather fight. Well, you know what the law enforcement officers and the ex-military were doing in Vegas? They were running to the gunfire. They were trying to figure out what was happening. When they couldn't do that, they were saving people, jumping in front of them. These are the people that the football players decided they were going to protest. And we'll get back to the football players in a bit. I just want you to understand, while football players hear gunshots and start ducking and running, when law enforcement and military hear gunshots, they start looking for people to help. And they will not take a knee during the national anthem. Let's just be clear about this. Anyway, this teacher, she tweets, her name is The Resistance, and she spells Resistance with a capital Ann, because her name is Ann, and then her name on Twitter, I guess, is Ann, she wouldn't put her last name, hashtag The Resistance. And she tweeted on this tragedy. Lots of white Trump supporters in Las Vegas at Route 21 watching Jason Aldean. Pray only Trump tards died. Wow. And then the backlash started. The Columbia Bugle took a screenshot of this tweet before she had a chance to delete it. And not surprisingly, that's exactly what Anne, hashtag the resistance, did. Then she disabled her Twitter account. Unfortunately for her, people document this stuff. They keep up with it because, you know what? We're sick of it. Her graphic shows her. She's a grandmother. She's holding a little baby. Yeah, how cute. Ooh, she just seems like such an all-American, Midwestern, whatever. When in fact, that little quaint photo hides the demon behind that tweet. On her own Twitter page, she touted herself as teacher, mother, sister, woman. Easy to see, folks. She's a feminist. Vile human being. Didn't say daughter, because that would imply she had a father. No, she's a teacher, a mother, a sister, and a woman. Good for her. Her tweets denote the language of a vile bottom feeder. And the loving and tolerant left always prove to you to be anything but. And the shooter, they say, he's not linked to terror groups and all that. This may very well be the dude who is a lone wolf killer. But to wish that this man had shot certain people, or that the people that he shot, you know, only certain one of them died, I just find vile beyond belief. None of these people deserve to die. They all had issues because they're human beings. They have issues. And as much as I can detest the left and their political ideologies and the people that get hurt sometimes in the wake of it, I don't wish them to die. I wish them to go away. I'm going to do my part. I hope you will too to help. But the fact that a teacher, folks, would wish death upon a crowd filled with men, women, and children is incomprehensible. It's like the James Hutchinson, you know him, he's the guy that shot up the baseball game that puts Scalise in the hospital. What was he doing? Hunting Republicans. I suspect this guy was hunting Republicans, hunting conservatives. That's why he attacked that concert. And this teacher, I want you to focus on this. This is a teacher, a person teaching your children, wants you dead.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So a guy by the name of Jorge Avila, he said this of the Vegas shooting. Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter, is a consequence of the hatred that Donald Trump has awakened, not just in the U.S., but the world. And it cracks me up when leftists take these types of tragedies and they immediately want to assign it to somebody. It's like that stupid Holly weirdo, I forget, Hunger Games girl, who decided that she was going to make the hurricanes about Donald Trump, a wrath of the Trump voter. You know, really? So, look, as much as I disliked Obama's policies, I don't care about Obama. Me personally, I don't like Obama. It didn't start out that way. I didn't care one way or other about Obama. I cared about his politics. As I got to know him as president, I find him to be a vile creature. I don't think there's nothing about Obama that I like. People are like, Kevin, would you want to meet him? Why would I want to meet Barack Obama? We almost got invited to the White House under Obama, and I made sure they knew I wouldn't go. I wrote back and said I'd issue a press release that says I was invited, but I will not go. I have no respect for Barack Obama, not only on a policy issue, but this was around 2012 or so. I don't remember, but they wanted to invite a bunch of black conservatives and journalists to the White House, and I was like, I won't go. And there were black people, man, I'll go shoot, get invited to the White House. If I got invited to the White House, if Barack Obama says, I want to talk policy with you guys, and I've seen the error of my ways, and we need to really address these issues, and you know what? Black conservatives, you have taken the brunt of racial insensitivity from black leftists, and it's time we put an end to that, I would have happily gone to that discussion. But he didn't do that. And so as I learn more about Barack Obama, there's nothing about him that I like. In the end, the left made sure that I didn't like him. I didn't like his policies. I don't like his attitude. I don't like that he dismissed the Republicans and said, I don't need to meet with them. I don't like that he called the Tea Parties up. Well, who are they? You know, acted like he didn't know who we were. I don't like the many elements of the way he did things. I don't like that he told people that he was going to have to give up his life as president, and then he went out and he acted as if he wasn't even president. This dude took vacations. He played golf. He hobnobbed with the rich and famous. He built a career on the backs of the American taxpayers, and then left us holding the bag. $20 trillion of debt, almost. A deficit that, beyond belief, more money than countries spend in decades, we spend in a year. And nothing to show for it. Racial strife beyond belief. I could go on. No, I don't like him. I become hardened towards the guy because he's a liar. He's a dude that'll tell you what you want to hear, and then he goes and does exactly the opposite, and he's slick about it. We all know somebody like him. You might even have a member in your family. I did. We had a couple of them. But anyway, I want to move on. I want to talk about this Vegas shooter being a Democrat. And people are like, Kevin, how do you know? Let me just say, I don't know. I don't know. It isn't like I watched him vote. I didn't go pull his voter records. I'm just telling you a few things. One, most conservatives have too much time. We don't have enough time on our hands to go try to plot mass murder. Number two, we're not going to shoot up a country place, country and western. Number three, we don't tend to do illegal things like make our rifles into automatic weapons in order to go kill country folk. Listening to country music. And I could go on. Right now, we live in a time where, you know, we've seen enough. We watch Hodgkinson go shoot up the Republicans playing softball or baseball. That should be all you need to see to know that it takes nothing to set these people off. Leftists are on a hair trigger squeeze at everything. And right now, with Donald Trump as president, certainly didn't cross my mind that it wasn't somebody, pardon me, related to the left. Radical Islamist, or if it is a white dude, and it turned out that it was, a radical white Democrat. So he was a older white man. They say the average mass shooter is 35 years old. I couldn't find any data to back that up. But the data that I did find, the research that I was able to get, I don't have a reason to doubt the number. They talked about things like domestic violence and chemically, jacked up, that kind of stuff. Tends to be younger generation, the Ritalin kids, right? So, again, no surprise there, but does it really matter? He's a white dude, older white cat. More to learn, but he was seeing a woman by the name of Mary Lou Danley, which we talked about earlier on, and she was described as Asian, and I'm going to take the media's word for it. She looks Asian to me, but she could be Mexican, she could be, you know, whatever. She could be a variety of things. She might even profess to being a black man for all I know. Now, interestingly, we came up on some graphics from her Facebook page, and I can give you a couple more updates about her. So, in the one graphic, she's posed on a boat, you know, kind of like, hey, look at me, I'm in my new boots and my black outfit, and she's taking, not a glamour shot, but the shot's meant to be seductive. So, somebody takes a picture, she's smiling, and then a little bit further down, you see that it's her husband, she's married, and the guy's name is Gary Daniel, G-E-A-R-Y, not, he probably pronounces it Gary. Anyway, Gary Danley, and in all caps on December 22nd of 2016, at 6:59 p.m., he says, very pretty, enjoy the holidays, G-D, Gary Danley. So, anyway, it appears that her husband and she are either separated or they don't celebrate the holidays together. So my question was, given that she's, quote, Asian, and that was the press that said it, was this one of these marriages that was a ruse for citizenship? I don't know. So then we went to Gary's page, and a couple things. One, he says married. He's got there married to Marilou Danley. And then the second thing is, you know, he's a leftist, because he's got a piece on there where he is a fan of the Rachel Maddow show. Big fan. You know, and his likes on his page, like, what do you like? What TV shows? Oh, Rachel Maddow, she's the bomb. Or he's the bomber. What's Rachel? Is that dude with the girl's name? Anyway, Rachel Maddow. Now, this doesn't prove that Danley's wife is a leftist, but it does suggest it. Because the majority of us choose people that we're, what we call, equally yoked to. And of course, I want to say this, Gary Danley has nothing to do with the shooting in Vegas. But there's another twist. The Daily Wire had reported that Paddock only used Danley's identification because she's out of the country. But the twist is, Danley, Mary Lou, supposedly warned people that the shooting was going to come. She went up to people and said, you're all going to die. And supposedly, security escorted her out saying, okay, she's a crazy woman, talking about everybody's all going to die. So, I don't, you know, it's tough to know what's real. And so, again, people are like, well, Kevin, you can't say this. Yeah, I can. I can report. I'm reporting it just like I'm doing this radio show. I don't know whether this lady is truly overseas. This story doesn't have a whole lot. You know, the only part of this story that matters to me is the fact that dozens of people have been killed, hundreds of people have been injured, and we're not talking about the human tragedy of it, which is all we should be focused on. Because that would help us solve the problem. That would help us look into the pathology of Stephen Paddock, and prevent this. But the left doesn't want that. In fact, they encourage this. They are looking at this. They're going to see, well, we can get gun control. He's probably off of his meds. We can get people registered, you know, as stupid people and all this other stuff. They're not looking at it from the human tragedy side. Oh, they'll try to fool you into believing that they are, but they're not. But these people, when it's all said and done, you'll find out he's a hardcore leftist who used that automatic machine gun in order to make a point. He wanted to show us, look, this is what can happen if you don't do something about gun control. And then he shot up a bunch of white folks because he knows they're not going to complain. I don't know. Those are my theories around this. I'm positive this guy's a Democrat. If I'm proven to be wrong, I'll let you know. We'll be back.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.